God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's go to a couple of scriptures that people try to use to say that tongues are not for us nowadays, and let's talk about them. One is chapter 13, 1 Corinthians 13, and verse 8. Love never fails. Whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Verse 9, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. A number of people will take that verse and say, well, you know, the Bible said tongues would cease, and so they have. Well, you can't just take a piece out of the verse. You've got to keep the verse together. What did he say, verse 8? Look at it again. Whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Have all the prophecies ceased to be? Are there still prophecies being fulfilled? Still prophecies coming out and being fulfilled? Well, let's skip the tongues part, then go to the other part. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Has knowledge vanished away? Passed away? Ceased? Well, then how can you just take one in the middle and pull it out and say, this has already ceased? Doesn't work. See, people are trying to match, make the Bible fit their lack of experience is what's going on. No, look at the next part, verse 9. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, verse 10. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. That's referring back to the three things he mentioned. We're prophesying in part. We don't know fully what we're prophesying. Our knowledge is partial. We know a little bit, but there's so much we don't know. And our tongues. Did you know there was a time when there was only one tongue in the earth? You remember reading about that in Genesis? The whole earth, the Bible said. In fact, I'll get you to put it up on the screen. It's in Genesis, is it 11? Genesis 11, 1. The whole earth was of one language and one speech. And they tried to use their unity, which God himself said was powerful, against God to go their own way. And he found it necessary to divide their languages. And so that's when the different, you know, if you study languages at all, you'll find they have similar roots. And that's because they all came from the same one. And all of the languages of the earth will one of these days be done away with. How many understand when you get to heaven, you won't round the corner into a different part of heaven and not understand the language? They go, man, I got to get out of here. I don't know. What kind of people is this? I don't understand a word you're saying. Not going to happen in heaven. Why? Because all that will be done away with. And we won't be speaking in tongues in heaven. Why? We won't need to speak out of our spirit beyond our mind. Our mind will be up with our spirit. Oh, come on now. But at this present hour, have we been made perfect in knowledge? Have we arrived? Are we still seeing through a glass darkly? Well then, prophecies are still with us, and then knowledge is still with us, and tongues are still with us. So that's an incorrect interpretation, application of that scripture. Tongues are still with us. Say it out loud. Tongues are for today. Different kinds of tongues are still for today. Back up to the 12th chapter where we just were. Let's look at this is another scripture that a lot of folk use to try to say tongues are not for us, not for everybody. Verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God has set some in the church. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Then he starts asking the question, are all apostles? What's the answer? No. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Are all workers of miracles? No. Have all the gifts of healings? No. Do all speak with tongues? Obvious answer is no. Do all interpret? Obvious answer is no. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. So a lot of people that don't speak in tongues have seized on this, and they say, well, see, the Bible says right there, do all speak in tongues, and the obvious answer is no. And that's right, the obvious answer is no. But remember, it's not just tongues, it's different kinds of tongues. None of these things that he's talking about in this passage have to do with individual and personal edification. Look through the list. The apostle's prophet. Is that so he can minister to himself? Prophets. God anoint prophets so they can sit around and minister to themselves, prophesy to themselves. No. Teachers. Workers of miracles. Gifts of healings. These are all ministry anointings to others. He's talking about ministry gifts. There is a ministry, a flow, I should say it like that, a ministry, just like there's a ministry flow of healing, a ministry flow of working the miracles, there's a ministry flow of speaking in tongues and interpretation. Ministry. Somebody say ministry.
Ministry.
Does everybody have that ministry?
No.
No. But can everybody speak in tongues? In their own life? Somebody say yes. Yes. Say it again, yes. Yes. What did Paul, in this 14th chapter, what did he say about speaking in tongues? Look at the second verse. Well, verse 1 will be fine. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. Well, that wouldn't be so with the ministry flow. Here he's talking about a different kind of tongue. Apostles' ministry is two people. Prophets, two people. Teachers, two people, right? And here in the same list is tongues. An interpretation of tongues. Here, though, he's talking about you just speaking in tongues and it being unto God. No man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Now, this solidifies that this is not a language that one learned. There are those that try to make this fit into their concept, and they say, well, yes, we have people that are linguists. And they have a gift of being able to learn different languages. And they become, you know, trilingual, and they know 5 languages and 10 languages. And they have the gift of tongues. No. No. It's not what this is talking about at all. This is talking about a language, a tongue the speaker does not know. A language the speaker did not learn. No. He that prophesies speaks unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. But he that speaks in a tongue, unknown tongue, edifies himself. Does this do any good? This speaking in tongues. That's usually the next question that people that don't speak in tongues say, well, what good does it do? All this jabbering and carrying on. What good does all that do? Well, read the Bible, brother. He that speaks in a tongue does what? Edifies, builds himself up. That word edify means to build up. One commentator said it has the idea of like putting a battery on charge. Charging the battery. Well, would that do you any good? That you're praying in tongues, and it's charging you up. It's building you up on the inside. But Jude 20 said, but you, beloved, building up yourselves. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I believe in Him. Now look at verse 5. What did He say? I would that you all spoke with tongues. Hold on, hold on. Everybody? Everybody? Yeah, but what if it ceased and passed away? Couldn't be if He said this. I would that all of you, you all spoke with tongues, but rather that you prophesy. Now keep reading. For greater is he that prophesies. Now let's just stop here. What did our text say? Covet earnestly the best gifts. Or actually, if you look up that word, it has to do with greater. Greater. And he said, I would like for all of you to speak in tongues, but rather that you may prophesy. But keep reading. Keep reading. For greater, there's that word, is he that prophesies than he that speaks with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Here we see that tongues with interpretation is the equivalent of prophecy. And that these are available to us all. Otherwise, he would not say, I would that you all. How many remember Mark 16? Jesus said, these signs will follow them that believe. What did he say? In my name they will speak with new tongues. I've heard people say, well, that means, you know, you quit cussing and you clean up your life. No, no. You got to interpret Bible language in verses that use the same language. No. He's talking about just this right here. Speaking in tongues. One of the signs that is to follow modern New Testament believers is tongue talking. Jesus said so.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Different Kinds of Tongues, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304B. That's R1304B. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.